Let's talk to my next guest. They have a big day on the 25th of February. Faith 2020, an evening of reflection and inspiration. It's hosted by AQ Women's Connection. We had you on for a pretty cool talent show last year, end of last year, and here you are back with more program as you could. Terry Quinn, we'll call you the First Lady. How's that? You okay with that?
I'm okay with that, and thank you for having us on, Shelley.
You're quite welcome. And, of course, the more important hat here, event champion with the Aquinas College Women's Connection, Rachel Bartels, co-chair. Of course, hello, West Michigan, your day job as well. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Good morning, Shelley.
Okay, here we go. Our calendar is marked for the 25th of this month, where you bring us together to talk about a pretty inspirational evening. What's it all about?
Part of our mission, Shelley, at the Women's Connection is to provide different opportunities for women as we connect with women around the Grand Rapids area in their journeys, whether it be emotional, spiritual, or just social. Mm-hmm. And so this time of year, 1st of January, entering the Lenten season, as well as just spiritual reflection, we wanted to have an event that gave us an opportunity to provide different types of reflection, looking at three different pillars, if you will, of reflection, whether it be inward, outward, or upward.
Not downward.
Not ideally, no.
This is on the 25th. Where and when exactly?
It will be on the Aquinas College campus at Brown Center. Brown Center is located at 2001 Robinson Road, so the northeast corner of Robinson Road in Woodward. And we will be providing three different sessions. We are breaking the evening up. It starts at 6. Each of our three presenters will have about a 45-minute session. We'll take a break for refreshments, and then they will present again. So people will have an opportunity to go to two of the three sessions, depending on which type of reflection they're most interested in.
And, of course, Rachel, this is a part of what you do as AQ Women Connection. Tell me more about who gathers and who should be gathering for the 25th.
Sure. So Aquinas Women's Connection is an inclusive community that really connects women to support their life journeys, mm-hmm. whether that's through their educational, spiritual, or social connections. It's really all about creating welcoming experiences. So we host a number of events every year, and Faith 2020 is just one of the events in our calendar.
Nice. Obviously, I trust this is open to those who are members of your AQ Women Connection, but also the public.
It is. We are open to people who are interested in attending our events, and Faith 2020 is open to the community, whether you have a specific connection to Aquinas College or a connection to other women in the community or just the community in general. So we are open to the public, and you can find registration information on the Aquinas website at aquinas.edu/AQWC.
You got it. And now there is a deadline. Are you flexible with your deadline?
We are. Actually, because we have some spaces available, we are extending our registration deadline to Tuesday, the 18th.
And those who belong to your Aquinas College Women's Connection, is it pretty much what it says? One's a graduate, one maybe has a sister who attends. How do you get involved?
That's exactly right. Well, as Terry said, it's open to the public. So we're not just an alumni group. Really, you know, if this is something that's of interest to you and you have an interest in meeting other women and making a connection on a deeper level than just, hey, how you doing at a networking event, this is a really great way to do that. You know, one of the hallmarks of our events is we typically only do first names on our name tags. We only do first names. We don't do last names, and we don't do your company or your business or what you do. And that's a really great way that we keep it open and that we really create a welcoming atmosphere for the women. So you can just get to know each other as, hey, I'm Rachel, and hi, you're Shelley.
Nice. And then there's Terry.
I do show up every once in a while, yes.
Talking Tuesday, February 25th, we're Aquinas College Women's Connection. Invite you to begin the Lenten season, yes, by exploring the different aspects, directions of your personal journey with this evening. Let's dig into just a couple of your sessions. So Upward Prayer, that's with Sister Marianne Barrett.
Yes, Sister Marianne is a member of the Grand Rapids Dominicans community. She is also part of the Aquinas College community. but she has presented different reflections in various capacities. And for this evening, she is looking at the power of upward reflection or prayer, how to determine from your focus, you know, celebrating who follows you along in your reflection in determining how to make prayer a powerful part of your means. Then we also have Julie Dankovich, who is the founder, president and executive of a nonprofit organization called Designed Future, which empowers individuals to utilize the power of the mind. And so she is our outward reflection. How do you provide service? And what's the best way to figure out what works for you? And then finally, Teresa Marshall, or Terry Marshall, Assistant Director of Campus Ministry at Aquinas College, she's looking at inward reflection and more of a self-reflection. How do you find deeper meaning in your life? And what are ways to also have fun with that, but really help you figure out how do I look at myself and where I want to be?
Faith 2020, right?
Correct. Yeah. This is clarity and vision.
And a good year, again, spiritual speakers on the 25th. Yet after this evening comes and goes, looks like we look forward to an afternoon tea in April.
Yes, our annual afternoon tea. It'll actually be our sixth annual. This is the first event we ever started with, and it has kind of become our signature event. So registration is not live for that one, but you can certainly hit that you're interested on it on our Facebook event at AQ Women's Connection on Facebook. It's just a really fun afternoon and coming together with women in a way that you don't see so often anymore. So we kind of like to do a little throwback, and it's a very fun event at actually the Brookby Estate, which is where the president and first lady live at Aquinas College. So a beautiful historic home built for John Blodgett, 1928. If you like the historic homes, it's definitely something not to miss here in Grand Rapids. But that's our afternoon tea on April 24th.
Awesome. But let's stick with February 25th for present time and, get through our February. All right. Details one more time, Terry Quinn, to get registered again.
Sure.
Small fee to register and more.
We do ask for a small fee as part of the registration because we will be providing refreshments and assistance to our speakers. It's a $20 fee for the entire evening. And when you register, you would indicate to us which of the two of the three sessions you'd like to be involved with. And as I mentioned, each session is about 45 minutes long with time for refreshments and communication and discussion in between the sessions. And you can register at aquinas.edu/AQWC for Aquinas Women's Connection.
Nice. And of course, find everything about the programming through that website as well, Rachel.
That's exactly right. You can check us out on Facebook or on the website aquinas.edu/AQWC.
All right, very nice. Rachel, Terry, on behalf of me, Shelley, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley, very much.